This fountain is 250 years old, which means it has been used by five generations of townspeople. Running water from here reached the houses up until not so long ago. Our grandmothers went down to the river or to the wash house to wash the clothes, but came here for drinking water and water for cooking, and at the same time to have a chat and find out the latest town news. This, as with all the town's fountains, has been a social meeting place. Not so much now, although it's still used and children like to keep cool here on very hot days by splashing each other with water. It is not the only water fountain in Olorio. Further on we will see two more, each at the foot of the crosses of San Juan and Santa Ana, both quite similar as they were built in the same period. But this fountain in the town square is special. It is called Ituri Zorro, from the Basque Ituri for fountain, Zorro meaning crazy in Euskera. The crazy fountain or the fountain of the mad. Why should it be called this? Because, outsiders said, its water turned people mad. Believe me when I tell you that nobody knows the origin of such a tale. I often drink from this fountain myself, and I'm not crazy. I am a little bit of, how would you put it? A dreamer, but I have my feet firmly on the ground. It occurred to somebody to invent this story, and as it happens with legends, there were people who believed it, and some still do. The hunters from the town of Eibar, for example, who come to hunt in our woods, never drink the water from this fountain, even if they're very thirsty. What's more, they hold their dogs on the lead so that they don't drink from it either. How many similar stories could the constable, who oversaw the correct use of the fountains, have told us? And now that you know, would you like to try a drop? You're laughing. You don't believe in it. Well, come over here and ask the Eri Bombillo, the man with the big Napoleon-style bicorn hat and musket in hand, over there beside the wall.